Well, these are outrageous and offensive comments from Senator Niall Blaney. The campaign in Donegal is led by homeowners whose lives have been destroyed by the failure of the state to regulate the quarries, to regulate the concrete block manufacturers. That is what has always been throughout the years, led by homeowners. To dismiss that, to claim it's led by Sinn Féin, is deeply offensive to the campaigner. So he needs to apologise for those remarks immediately.
As to the claim that what's different between Mayo and Donegal is that in Mayo, Rose Conway Walsh won't accept the level of opposition that's being evidenced in Donegal, you don't accept that?
Again, utterly offensive comments. The campaign in Donegal, in Mayo, in Sligo, in Clare, that brought tens of thousands of people to the streets of Dublin, is led by homeowners. It's a brilliant campaign of citizens standing up for themselves, defending their rights, defending their rights as citizens, as to be treated equally across the state. I'm immensely proud of it, but it was not led by Sinn Féin. It was led by ordinary people on the ground. So outrageous comments in the Shannon today, and he needs to apologise for them immediately to the homeowners. But more importantly, he needs to step up himself as a government representative, get a scheme that works for people, that is 100% redress, and get a scheme that delivers emergency supports to families who are living in homes that are not fit for human habitation right now.
And as for the claim that officials in Donegal County Council are being subjected to abuse online, that some officials were abused at a recent protest, and that at least one staff member has already left the council early because of that abuse.
Senator Blaney needs to clarify who the official is that resigned, what were the issues that were made. But I'll say this very, very clearly, that the anger at Donegal County Council, at the government, at those who were responsible for regulating quarries and defective concrete blocks in the state is justified. The state failed right across the country and in Donegal. So people are right to be angry and hurt and deeply upset about all of that. But no, it isn't right to attack any particular individuals. But certainly the body, be it local government, central government, has failed people in this county, and that people have a right to challenge that.